I'd like to invite you to a metta exercise, metta meditation. This will be guided, so I'd like to ask you to bring your attention to the middle of your chest, to your heart area. I'm speaking this time of your physical heart. Just acknowledge the sensations in your chest, in your heart region, and sense the gentleness of your awareness there, a broad, open, soft awareness. Nothing to lose, nothing to gain. Just being there with your chest widening, relaxing, widening, and the sensations, the breath, then I'd like you to bring into that place in your heart area, kind of conjure up an image of somebody whom you love, whom you have loved, somebody who was or is very dear in your heart. I wish very much that this person is with you, but maybe this person is no longer with you. Important is that you have felt that this person has received your affection, has received your love, has received your deep bond, and that you have experienced love for this person. Take a moment, allow yourself to feel that, don't be shy. Don't hesitate to make the image of that person clear. Try to imagine his or her face and let the contours of that face become strong, become clear. And feel the eyes of this person upon you. Feel the gaze of this person on you. You're being seen, and you're responding to that look. You're responding to that gaze. You're right there. Somebody is very profoundly connected with you, and you sense immense trust. Maybe this is a person who has given you the first time the feeling what it means if you love somebody. Allow yourself to feel that in the body. So, if the image doesn't become clear, if you're unsure who this is, don't panic, don't hesitate. Allow yourself to actually settle, take a moment to find that gaze. Look deeply into those eyes. Feel those eyes rest upon you. And allow yourself to feel what you feel. I'm sure there is some gratitude. I'm sure there is affection. I'm sure there is tenderness. Something of value, something that tells you what I have learned with this human being has touched all subsequent relationships with other human beings. The kindness, the warmth, the tenderness, this kind of unconditional well-wishing, all this has gone into my life. All this is still with me. And in some ways, echoes of that experience can be found in every encounter I have with people. So stay with the image of that person you have loved or you love. Let it grow. Allow yourself to feel how this affects you. Feel it in your heart. Feel the change in your citta. Feel it in your body. Take a moment. Breathing in, feeling the chest widen, feeling the flow of sensations going outward through the body, its tissues. Kind of allowing yourself to actually feel the depth of that experience. Not ashamed of emotion, not ashamed of being touched by this. There are many aspects to love. There are many aspects to experiencing the quality of being loved and of loving. Care, profound well-being, some form of unconditional affection, something that does not depend how good I am, how beautiful I am, how successful I am. Something that is touching me just where I am and how I am. I don't need to hide. I don't need to be somebody else. Immense power that comes from being seen and being deeply allowed into another being's heart, exactly as I am. Allow your body to feel that. Allow to feel what it does with your body to be looked upon in that way, to be held in somebody's loving eyes, to be cared for, to be truly accepted, to be able to be there with no shame, with no hiding. To be able to be fully present with everything that I carry in my heart, that I carry in my mind. Take a moment and then try to bring up an image of yourself in the very spot in your heart where the image of this first loved human being was. Don't hesitate if this sounds strange. Just bring up an image of yourself and let yourself experience this affection. Let yourself experience this unconditional well-wishing, unconditional wish for your well-being, for your happiness. Look upon your own image with tenderness, with care, with a loving, generous gaze. Acknowledging that you're your own best friend, you're your own ally, you're your own confidant. eyes that see the good in you, eyes that see your qualities, eyes that recognize your pain, eyes that acknowledge the goodness, your efforts. Eyes that bear no judgment. And you extend these feelings, you allow these feelings to touch you. Touch you, feel you, overflow in your body. Breathing into your heart, feeling the warmth, feeling the softness, feeling this enveloping quality of affection, acceptance, a profound care that does not demand, that does not judge, that does not comment. And you can be there completely vulnerable, completely imperfect. With all your flaws and imperfections. With all your pains and rages. All this is being seen and loved, seen and accepted. You're not being tested, you're not being judged. You don't have to fulfill conditions. There is no rejection. See whether your body can feel that. Allow the sensations in your body connected with these feelings to grow so that they become big, tangible, that they extend from your heart outward to your chest, to your belly, into the whole of your body, to every fiber, every fascia, every tissue. Every cell drinks up this acceptance, tenderness, affection, the gratitude to relax into truly being as you are, and being held, seen, loved for exactly what you are. But then let this overflow, so that this goodness I find in my own heart, this goodness I so much savor, is not held back from others. So overflow, maybe in the form of light or in the form of a golden stream, overflow and gently flow to the people sitting around you, people here in the room, practicing with you, suffering with you. Gently approach the people in front and to the right and to the left, behind you, and share the gifts of your heart. This is not the time to straighten the record. This is not the time to ask conditions. We're simply not holding back what is good for us, and we're willing to share that with no demands. We're not small. We're not begging. We have much to share. We're big and generous. We don't negotiate. We don't say, I love you, but you have to love me too. We're not asking. We're flowing out and we offer the gifts of our heart without condition, without strings attached. And we let it up to the others to be taking this up or not. We're not demanding that they join us. So allow yourself to feel that and flow without fear that what you experience is good is diminishing. Without fear that you will miss out. Like a candle that doesn't diminish in its light when other candles light up, you can continue flowing outwards. The people here, the people making this possible, the people who feed us, and then you evoke an image of your parents and share your profound tenderness, your affection, your care with them. I wish your parents are alive, but if they are not, just let them know of your gratitude. Again, this is not the moment to set the record straight. You're not saying they did everything right. They probably didn't. Nevertheless, you're not holding back. You're wishing well. You're not holding back your gratitude. You're not holding back your appreciation for what they did, irrespective of their own challenges, of their failures. You are grateful, and you let them know that. You would not be who you are, you would not be with what you are without them right now. And then come back to your first loved human being. Let his or her image again grow strong in your heart. Allow yourself to reconnect with the face, with the eyes. Feel yourself resting in the gaze. Feel yourself held. Feel yourself touched by the goodness of this human being, by the goodness and the depth of how this has touched you, the immense value this experience has given you in all your encounters with others, the acceptance, the appreciation, the affection, the trust. I mean, this human being has seen things in us before we have actually acknowledged that we carry this in us. Maybe it is because he or she has seen what is awaiting us that has enabled us to actually develop this. And it is because of this person's gifts, this person's qualities, this person's heartfulness that we have grown into what we are now. We have developed and found something we did not believe in those days. We did not think possible. Let it become strong. There may be grief, there may be pain, but let not the pain or the grief stop you from acknowledging the depth, the value, the gratitude. This experience of being loved and of loving profoundly, disturbingly vulnerable, frightening experience, and yet profoundly transforming experience. Let yourself fill up with what it does to your heart, to your body. Make yourself big with this experience. Don't be shy. Don't be ashamed to allow this to become big in your heart. And then let us call up images of people who are very close to us. People who are friends, our partners, our kids, or just people who are very, very significant, very, very close, with whom we care, with whom we struggle, with whom we share our greatest of our secrets, who occupy much of our minds. Let us call those beings to mind, one after the other. For some of you, this may be just one person. For some of us, this may be many people. So allow yourself to have these images appear in our heart space. And let us acknowledge that we share our love, that we share our concern, that we share our care, our gratitude for their presence in our lives. Let us look into each other's eyes and acknowledge how important we are to each other. Let us say, "You mean much. I care for your well-being. You're infinitely precious in my life." And allow your heart to feel this. "I am with you, and when I am with you, I can be with my deepest pains and fears, and I am still with you. And it is something in you that helps me to be with those deepest fears, deepest joys, and deepest pains. It is your goodness and your care. It is your affection and your love that makes it possible that I can go to the places I have fear. I feel weak and vulnerable. And it is because of your love that I can come back from these places unharmed. Changed but unharmed." Breathe, feel your heart. Feel these beings who make up your life, who are part of you. And gently tell them that this is the case. Feel that you are capable of telling them how important they are, without losing control, without losing the safety in your life. And then bring to mind people who are close, but maybe not so close. People with whom you work, people who are your relations, people whom you know well, whom you recognize easily, whether they feel bad or feel good, whose stories you may be familiar with. And invite these men and women, to invite them to share into the gifts of your heart. Do not hold back. Do not fear to become more poor when you give away. Let them come in the sequence they delight coming, and let them file past your loving eyes in your heart space. Welcome them, wish them well, acknowledge the depth of your connection with them, and extend your care, your well-wishing, your love. Acknowledge the richness that comes into your life through these people. Then you go further, you call to mind people whose stories you may not know, whose faces you recognize, but people who somehow populate your everyday life. People you may feel more neutral, or people who are not so close, and yet you notice that they have a new hairdo, or that they feel slightly unhappy today, or whom you can only surmise that they have their own histories, and their own happy and unhappy experiences. And you gently go up to these people, you let them file past in your heart. You look into their eyes, you acknowledge that they are there, and you let them know that you care. You let them know that you take an interest in their well-being. You let them know that you are grateful that they are here. However small the role they have in your life. And you let them know that you really wish for their unconditional well-being, their happiness, their safety, their health, comfort. That they be touched by the goodness you know deep down in your heart has touched you. That they not be excluded from what you know to be the most precious. That they share in that which you know is your greatest value. That they partake in the gifts of your heart. Then you return for a moment to your first loved person, evoke his or her face, take a few breaths and feel the echo in your body, reconnect with the richness this human being has brought into your life, with the goodness, the tremendous power that has come from being loved and allowing to be loved. The gratitude you feel now, the tenderness you may feel. The recognition that maybe this experience has brought you to awareness your own depth. Maybe until then you have not really known your own depth, your own capacity of loving. And you appreciate, acknowledge this gift. And somebody has taught you the depth of your own capacity for love. You allow yourself to feel that, the greatness of it. The fact that you don't lose this with every smile, every hug in your life is informed by this encounter, is informed by the love of this human being, by its acceptance, by the caring interest it has extended to you, how much it has allowed you to actually do the same. Give yourself another moment with this. And then bring somebody up into the space of your heart of whom you think that he or she is holding aversion against you, or hostility, or rejection, or somebody whom you reject or hold aversion against, or hostility. And see whether you can hold the image of that human being in your heart, in that heart space through which so many loved beings have moved through right now, whether that space is capable of holding somebody whom you don't like, or whom you suspect doesn't like you. And see whether you can very gently, respectfully, caringly offer some of the goodness you know is in your own heart. That this person as well is capable of receiving your goodness. That this heart of yours is capable of sharing its goodness with that person. And thereby not insisting on hostility, on aversion, or on rejection, or on the fear of those things. See whether you can breathe into your heart, conjure up, evoke the image of somebody whom you sense difficulty with in your life right now, here or at home. And see whether you can extend your wishes for the well-being of this human being. Would you say, I'm learning with you? I acknowledge that some of the difficulty between us is probably not your responsibility. And however much this responsibility is mine or yours, I wish you well. I'm not trying to straighten the settled business with you. I'm not asking that you love me. I just extend my well wishes to you as well. You're a human being. You long for happiness. You dread pain and isolation. I want to know you, and I want you to know that my heart is well disposed. I am caring for your well-being. I wish for your growth. I wish that you find the conditions for happiness. And I do not throw you out of my heart, even though things may be difficult between us right now. I acknowledge you're a part of my life. Then you return to the sensation in your body, in your chest, in your heart area. You feel the gentling effect of your breathing there. You feel the afterglow. Maybe the pain, maybe the softness. And you acknowledge to yourself your capacity of love, your capacity of giving, your capacity of receiving. Come back to yourself. Feel your heart, feel your breath.